Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A technology industry coalition called Compete America gathered at Stanford University last November for a TechNet Innovation Summit. But the goal was not innovation. This coalition, backed by Microsoft, Intel, and other computer giants, has sent a letter to every member of Congress calling for more H-1B visas so businesses can bring in Indian, Pakistani, and Chinese engineers to take U.S. jobs. H-1Bers cut industry costs, but they do nothing to improve innovation. Most innovators are Americans, and the successful immigrants whom the industry brags about did not come here on H-1B visas, but entered as children and were educated in U.S. universities. Much of the conference discussion involved blaming the U.S. educational system and a lack of interest in engineering by American students. Well, yes, fewer U.S. students are going into math and computer sciences. They figured out that U.S. engineers have a bleak future of higher unemployment and lower salaries because of insourcing foreigners and outsourcing plants. The globalists are not interested in preserving America as the greatest nation and economy in the world, or in protecting American industry or jobs or universities or national security. They rejoice in economic redistribution from rich and prosperous nations to other countries around the world. Here's what Bill Gates said. He spoke for the globalists. Quote, "The United States has been spoiled by being a global leader for so long that there may be an adjustment. We've got to get used to the fact that our share of everything, our ability to exercise unilateral decision-making, military power, and economic power, will not be as out of line with our 5% share of world population as it is today." Close quote. Globalists who rejoice that the United States is losing its preeminence have lost all sense of patriotism and appreciation for the uniqueness of the American system.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. And if you've lost your job or want to know more about how the government is sending jobs overseas and importing alien workers, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free information on losing jobs to foreign workers. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or visit eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
the man who asks, why doesn't Tarzan have a beard?
Derry Brownfield!
Good morning. As you know, this isn't Derry Brownfield, but this is Good Morning from Beth in Missouri. And I welcome you on a different adventure in broadcasting, which might have a country flavor, but today it's going to have a feminine point of view, which we all know is the highest form of common sense. The truth is, Derry and Jeff couldn't find a host for today, so Girl Friday is sitting in. The professional paper shuffler is on the job, saving the hour and hopefully saving her job. I want to let everybody know.
I didn't know your job was in jeopardy.
Well, it could be after today. I want everybody to know that I've tried my best to be like Derry today. I brought in an $8 dirty cowboy hat, but I can't wear it with these phone things on my ears. And I wore brown, and if Derry's listening, I want you to know that Jeff is wearing blue today. So, you know, we don't really know what to do here. I'm a little uncomfortable. Derry and Jeff kind of put me into this. But, you know, when I was a little girl, I was a real picky eater. And there was a brother of mine, and we were kind of comrades in trouble at the table during dinner time when we didn't want to eat something. And usually that was the night we had liver or chili. And Mom, being the gentle soul that she was, she would take a soft cloth belt from her bathrobe and one from Dad's bathrobe. And because if she wasn't looking, we'd get up and leave the table, Mom decided it was best to tie us to our chairs at the table. So Brother Tommy and I would sit there with ourselves tied to the chair until we ate our liver. I still will not eat liver. I don't really consider myself abused because I was tied to a chair, but I won't eat liver. I don't know if it's traumatized, but I think it's just that I don't like liver. However, figuratively speaking, Derry and Jeff have tied me to this chair today. And
with a soft cloth.
They both like liver. And so I'm not very comfortable, but somehow, some way, we've got to lead this broadcasting adventure somewhere. So what I want to do today is to have a cattle call. The boss is gone, so let's have some fun. I kind of wanted to direct the cattle call if we could. You know, usually you can call in about just about anything you want to talk about. But that's all right. We'll take whatever we can get. But I want some funny stories that have happened on the ranch, on the farm, or even in the families. I'm a family mother of five, and, you know, although my little precious angel boys caused me very few problems, I was a city girl that came into the country and married a farmer man, and I had a lot to learn. And one thing I didn't realize was that when I registered for my wedding, I should have registered for rubber gun boots.
Rubber gun boots.
The gumboat. boots, you know, those big rubber boots.
Like hog boots?
Like, yeah, exactly, like hog boots. So call in with your stories. The number is 1-800-973-3779. And let me explain about the rubber boots. This is one of my stories. And we'd been married less than a year, and it was in the spring because it was pretty muddy, and muddy in Missouri. So I was volunteered because there was nobody else around at the house there to help my husband move her to Sal's out of this muddy lot. Well, Beth didn't have rubber boots. So he went and borrowed some boots from his brother. Now, his brother's over 6 foot tall, and I'm not. And my feet are 5 1/2, and I don't know what Larry's feet are. But anyway, I put these rubber boots on, and I went out into this muddy hog lot. Now, if you want to really get a funny picture, Beth was also about 6 months pregnant or 8 months pregnant, and I had to run in these boots in the muddy hog lot. And, you know, one thing that a new husband probably hasn't learned real well yet is when not to laugh. But as I took off running in the mud, the boots came off, and that was not fun. Bare feet, in the mud, pregnant, and my husband laughing at me. We have Dennis in New Mexico. Funny story. Come on, Dennis, share with us.
Good morning, email buddy.
Hey, how are ya?
I remember back as a kid, we used to go to my uncle's farm every summer and worked all summer there. But anyway, we used to play up in the hay mound and pull one another up on a rope and jump down in a pile of hay and whatnot. So when we got home, you know, you're talking about getting in trouble with your brother. We, for lack of fun things to do, we lived in a two-story house, and we decided, well, we'd have a pile of clothes down at the bottom of the clothes chute, and we dropped my sister down the clothes chute.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
and
how far was that drop?
One second story to the basement. I don't know, 16 feet.
Does your sister still speak to you these days?
Oh, yeah. She had fun. She enjoyed it. She was a tiny little thing.
I had three brothers, and they pulled a few stunts on me, but we didn't have a laundry chute, so I didn't get thrown down one of those. But.
Yeah. Well, it was it was fun until Mom went down to do laundry, and we did it again. And
got
she
caught.
She turned around to pick up laundry, and there was my sister.
How old was your sister when you were doing this?
Oh, we were 9, 10, 11 years old, something like that.
Oh.
You know, but she was a tiny little thing.
So she was doing it on purpose. It was kind of a free amusement ride.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. I thought maybe
I think of another one, I'll give you another hour.
Thanks, Dennis. We have Sam in Missouri. Got a story for us, Sam?
Hey, good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Hey, hang in there. Keep going. It'll get better as it goes along.
Oh, I'm doing my best.
There you go. Two funny little farm stories that I had. I seemed to have a brush when I was growing up at one of my aunt's farms with wasp nests. And the first one happened because they had one of these cellars with a dirt mound on top of it, and I used to go up there and play, and I got into a wasp nest and got chased out of there. And but the second one was the funniest because they had an outhouse out there. The worst thing you can do is go in an outhouse. You're in there, and all of a sudden you're in the worst position at the time, and then the wasps chase you out of there, and the wasps are in the toilet. And let us just say that's the only time I ever did the streak in my life.
Well, outhouses are not my favorite part of the country. We're getting ready to go into a break. Come on, let's hear some of these stories. We're going to have some fun today.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. As we're waiting for some more stories to come across, I wanted to share with you something that was given to me last night, and then we got a fax on it today, too. And it's a survey that's going out to some of the farmers and ranchers here in Missouri, and it's from the it's sponsored by the Missouri State University, and it's it says the proposed implementation of the National Animal Identification System has generated a lot of controversy among livestock producers nationwide, including Missouri. It is the goal of the proposed survey to determine the precipitation of Missouri livestock producers and convey them in aggregate form to the Missouri Department of Agriculture, attempting to address the needs and concerns of livestock producers. Well, it goes on, and Dr. Beth Walker is going to be analyzing all these surveys as they come back in. And some of the questions on the survey are listed as such. Number 8 is, I feel confident that the news I receive from radio news is unbiased and factual, and you're supposed to answer 1, 2, 3, or 4 or 5, strongly agree, disagree, undecided, agree, strongly agree. And it goes on. Number 9, I trust the information I receive from radio news programs. Number 10, I trust the information I receive from talk radio programs to be unbiased and factual. And I'm going to drop down to number 25. I obtain the majority of my information about NAIS from talk radio programs, Derry Brownfield and Paul Harvey. We made the survey for the State University here in Missouri. How great is that? Doreen Hanna sent this to us, and I got one last night when I was at a Bible study from a farmer here in the area, and we just think that's pretty cool. Derry's name's on that survey. So
I think what it also points to, Beth, is that, you know, the Missouri Department of Agriculture, to me, it kind of, the whole survey kind of smells like a checkpoint on paper, like, hey, how do you really feel about us doing this? It kind of feels like them feeling out the enemy almost, just by, you know, coming in and saying, tell us where you're hearing about it, and tell us if you agree with them, and tell us about this, that, and the other. And I think when they get the results from this, they say that it's going to help them determine the perceptions that farmers and ranchers have about NAIS. But I think it may even also help them to point advertising dollars in directions that they want to, you know, maybe boost how people feel about premise ID, this, that, and the other. So I would just urge anyone who has one of these forms to circle Derry's name and highlight it in red and put number 5, I strongly agree, and maybe we'll get some advertising dollars out of it, right?
That would be pretty cool. I think they're shaking in their boots and they're trying to figure out a different direction on how to attack it. I think they know that the people aren't as gullible as they thought they were.
I have an interesting follow-up story to that, but I know we're coming into a commercial break, and I'll run it by your ear here, and maybe we can get to it after this break. I will remind our listeners, Beth, that you are sitting in for Derry, and you're holding your own form of a cattle call today, and phone lines are open at 1-800-973-3779, and we'll be back right after this.
Thank you.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Hey, Jean from Missouri. Hey, girlfriend, you got a story to share with us?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Good morning.
Good morning.
When I was young, we were milking, and my mother happened to walk in behind the cow with her milk bucket at the very wrong time, and you can imagine what happened in that milk bucket. And we weren't quite like your husband. My stepfather and I knew we had better not laugh right then.
Yeah, well, time tells us these things, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Well, we held it until bedtime, and then we were just practically rolling in the floor. And by that time, thank goodness, my mother could see the humor in the incident herself, but boy, she sure didn't when it happened.
Well, there was no purifying of that, was there?
No, that.
Thank you, Jean. That's great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I got a letter from a listener today, and every now and then, you know, some things actually come addressed to Beth, and I just love it when they do. But this gentleman, he put down here, and I thought it went right along with this survey thing. It always amazes me how we learn more and more about less and less until pretty soon we know everything about absolutely nothing at all. And that just kind of, NAIS is kind of, whoa, I don't know, kind of like that. I want to remind everybody, too, that Let Freedom Ring is coming up at the Paragallon Foundation on April the 21st. And the speakers will be Jerome Corsi, James P. Owen, Debbie Kidd, and Dara Brownfield. And surprise, surprise, Beth is going to get to go. I'm getting to go down there this year, and I'm going to have some fun. I really, really am looking forward to a different scenery. And although the red buds are blooming in Missouri, Nicole tells me that this is the desert. So, you know, I don't know if I'll see much blooming or not. But to call for your tickets and reservations there, it's 877-847-3443. And just give them a call, and I think you'll have a good time down there and learn a lot.
Have you ever been in the desert, Beth?
No.
Deserts have their own beauty. There's different blooms there, but they certainly have their own beauty. Not everyone can appreciate the beauty of a desert, but
I guess
it's there.
You know, Eddie was in the service, my number four son, and he had to spend a little time in Yakima, and he didn't describe it as beautiful. That wasn't what he described as beautiful. Okay, let's get back to some fun stories. It's a cattle call. Call in 1-800-973-3779. Jeff, did you have something to share with us, too, then, on this NAIS?
I do. And
do you have time?
Yeah, we have time, and we have time for callers also, so don't be afraid to call. But, you know, that survey that came in kind of dovetails into this story that came out on the net this morning. In Southern California, here's the article, PowerLink report didn't consider forest officials' comments. Now, get a hold of this. Comments from forest officials criticizing possible routes for a proposed Sunrise PowerLink through some parts of the Cleveland National Forest were not considered by a state agency before it decided to keep those options open. So what's happening here is that the utilities company was going to put in some power lines, and they requested comments and input from those agencies, state and federal agencies, that would be affected by these power lines. Well, in a report issued 2 weeks ago, the California Public Utilities Commission decided to keep the southern routes for this power line as possible alternatives to a route that was preferred by the Cleveland National Forest. Well, they were late. Now, get this. The Cleveland National Forest was late in getting their comments in under the designated timetable, and they requested an extension. They said, hey, can we turn our comments in 3 weeks late? Give us a three-week extension. And so they were granted a three-week extension, but on the day that the three-week extension ended, the report came out. So their comments were not considered by the commission that was putting this report together. And there's a fellow here for the U.S. Forest Service, and he says, they didn't get any input from us before reaching their conclusions. I feel there was something morally wrong. This is supposed to be a public process. So he was upset that the Forest Service, that their comments and their input wasn't considered. And I just had to laugh when I read that because, you know, it's oftentimes that the Forest Service and other agencies ignore public comment. And you'll go to a meeting and you'll stand up and you'll put in your 2 cents, and then they've already got it figured out, and they're going to go in the direction that they've already decided. Maybe it's a consensus. Maybe it's, you know, already determined. Maybe the meeting is just for PR purposes. But at any rate, now that the government has been jolted and their comments have been left out,
it's
now morally wrong. So I just thought that was kind of humorous.
It is kind of humorous. Well, come on now. We need some stories coming in. It's 1-800-973-3779. I've got a few more, but, you know, I don't know how funny mine really are. But Wanda, how are you doing, girlfriend?
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you? I want to tell you about what happened to us when we moved from Texas to California, where we lived just before we moved to Missouri.
Yes.
We lived in a mobile home park for a few years in a real ritzy mobile home park, right in the big middle of Southern California near Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you know, you can take a girl and put her in the city, but you can't take the Texas out of her.
You still got that Texas draw, too.
I know. Thank you for that.
Okay.
I had to have my animals. So we had a screen room on that. My husband built a screen room on the double wide we had. So he built me this big long planter that was about 14 feet long and about 3 feet wide and 3 feet tall. Filled that with dirt in that screen room, drilled holes all the way through the floor. And I kept little bandy chickens out there in the pen. And the little rooster, of course, when he learned how to crow.
Hey, Wanda, hang on to that. We're coming into a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Gold prices dipped Thursday as upbeat economic news triggered profit-taking despite the standoff with Iran and $66 a barrel oil prices. Gold closed in New York down $5.30 to $660.90 an ounce. Silver fell 6 cents to $13.30 an ounce. The economy grew at an annual rate of 2.5%, revised upward in the fourth quarter, hobbled by slumps in construction and business investment. More at SwissAmerica.com. 6 years ago, I published the book Rediscovering Gold, which announced the start of a new gold rush that could last 15 to 23 years. Today, experts are calling for gold to jump from $650 to over $1,000 an ounce or more. Read all about it in the latest Future of Gold magazine from Swiss America. Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. That's 1-877-703-2193 for the Future of Gold.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
The man who's learned it's not what you wear, it's how you take it off.
Derry Brownfield!
Well, that may be the way the man looks at it, but a woman looks at it. It is what you wear. Wanda, back to the banty rooster. What was going on there?
Okay, when he learned to crow, I had three of them. They're two little females and the male. When he learned to crow, it, of course, is at 3 o'clock of the morning. Out in that screen room, it just went all over that mobile home park. And the manager banging on my door the next morning, and you have a rooster in there. He says, I'm not going to ask you, do you have? He says, I heard it. I know where it was. You have a rooster in there. Kept my wife up. You're going to have to shut that thing up. So I'd put a towel over the little booger, and he'd still crow, but he was kind of muffled when he crowed. And that satisfied the manager.
He needed some of those blindfolds you wear at night, you know.
Yeah.
That's what he needed.
Now, my husband worked on a job where he flew in helicopters with a bunch of borderline criminals, I called them. And they flew over this island that's near Los Angeles, and they dropped down in that helicopter, and there was a sow javelina in that down there, and they weren't supposed to be bothering those pigs. They jumped out of that helicopter, and they swiped three of those babies. And here they bring those three little baby pigs over to me.
In the trailer?
In the mobile home. They were about 8 inches long, a little boar, and two little females. He said, I have to go back to work. He said, they have ticks on them. You got to get the ticks off of them, and they have to be bottle fed. Bye. And that's all he said. Okay, I was there for about 3 or 4 days and nights. He had a type shift. He worked three 24-hour shifts. With these screaming little things, and that little boar would jerk the nipple off the bottle, and the formula would just, I gave him baby formula, and the formula would just pour out all over the place, and he would just scream and scream and scream.
That's what my kids did, too.
I put them out in that pen that I did have the little bannies in, and 3 o'clock in the morning, it just, these things happen at 3 o'clock in the morning. That little pig is out there screaming bloody murder, and I'd pull the nipple off of the bottle, and it's screaming again. Next morning, the manager is over there banging on my door. Baby pigs were asleep, and I quietly went to the door. He said, I hate to ask you this, but he said, do you have baby pigs in here? And I said, I did my best puff and puff, you know, swell up and get mad, and I put my hand on my hip, and I said, what on earth would I be doing with baby pigs here? And I'm just praying that they don't
squeal.
And I slammed that door shut in his face, pulled the curtain, and I wouldn't open it again.
Well, you needed to go back to the country. That's where you needed to. I don't think the animals on the trailer court, I don't think so. But anyway, you know, we raised hogs and we raised cattle when we were still farming. And pigs are possessed, and that's biblical truth. So, you know, you shouldn't even have pigs.
we had a farm about 60 miles away, and we were rotating our things out to that.
Mm-hmm.
But the babies, I had to stay there and raise them.
Gracious.
You know, and take care of them.
Well, thank you, Wanda. We're going to go on now with some more stories. Larry in Ohio. Got a story for us, Larry?
Yeah, sorry. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Good. I've got a story for you.
All righty.
Boys can be ornery. You know that.
Yes, I have experienced that a little bit.
I was 16 and my brother was 15.
That's
and,
not good.
We lived on a farm, of course, and one of the neighbors built a house for his daughter and her husband. And you understand, they just got married. They were newlyweds, and they moved into this house, which was down the road a little ways.
I see.
And Frida was a very pretty girl, especially to a 15 and a 16. And they used in our house till their house was finished. Well, my brother and I, we kind of planned on a dirty trick for Frida, because her husband worked second shift. So one night we laid in the bushes for a long time. Pretty soon she comes out to use the outhouse. As soon as she got in there, we ran around, locked the door, put a rope around it, flipped it over onto its door, so she could not get out. You understand? She was in there squalling pretty good. Well, you know what happened? My brother and I, we took off for the bedroom. In through the bedroom window we went. We were sleeping sound. My dad hollered up, hey, you kids in bed? Well, of course we are. Where do you think we'd be? Well, what's Frida hollering about? Well, how would we know? We never told.
Well, you have now.
But now, yep.
All of America knows. Thanks, Larry.
And my dad came back upstairs after getting Frida out of there. And I think you two boys had something to do with that. Why, Dad, you know we were in bed. We wouldn't do that. But we did.
Parents know better. They just know better. Thanks, Larry.
Yep.
Ed from Missouri, what have you got for us? Hang on just a second. I think Ed from Missouri? Ed, are you there?
Hearing Wanda speak about chickens reminds me of when we had Oricana's chickens. They lay colored eggs. So we didn't have to color them for Easter. Also,
are you pulling my leg on that one?
No, really, really. It's a chicken from southern South America, and they lay all kinds of different colored eggs, azure, gold, blue, all kinds of different colors.
Huh.
But okay. I had to tell you this story about a cow that we had.
All right.
It was pregnant. And my job was to make sure that she didn't calve at the wrong time. So I went out and looked, and she was all right. 20 minutes later, my son and my wife come in and say that she's in the pond, and the calf is halfway out and drowned. And so we tried to get her out of the thing, but we couldn't. Finally, we had to have her killed and made meat out of.
Mm.
Well, a little bit later, my son comes in. He's all upset. One of my other cows had gotten an inner tube around her neck and was running around crazy. And we said, well, looks like they all want to go swimming.
I think she wanted a vacation.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Russ from Missouri, what have you got for us today?
Well, I got a story. It's
allegedly
a story on Derry Brownfield.
Oh, we want to hear that.
It's been several years ago, and I don't have all the details. I don't remember exactly what it was, but he told his boys, as the story goes, he told his boys that if they could round up a deer and get him pinned down, that he'd brand one. And I have heard that there were people seeing a deer run around all over the country with a JB Weld or JB brand on its haunch for a few years after that. So
I haven't heard that story. Have you heard that story, Jeff?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
You might want to ask Derry about that, but
okay,
that's the story that I heard.
I'm guessing he'll take the fifth.
I'm sure he will,
especially on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Russ.
It's an alleged story. Don't know for sure if it's true or not.
Alleged. Okay. Okay. And he tells a few of those on the air, too, those alleged ones.
Right.
Well, I have another one, and it seems like most of my stories end up when I'm with child, but I was that way several times. So my second child was on the way, and I was, again, I was, you know, pretty wobbly, pretty big, and had one in bed asleep. And my husband's over on the other farm somewhere. We had two farms, and neighbor calls me and says every one of the cattle was out and they were all headed away from the house down the gravel road. So I have to figure out how I'm going to go get these cattle all by myself. And so the first thing I did, the baby was asleep, and I put the fence up there in the doorway. That's probably called neglect nowadays, but I put it there so in case he got up, he wouldn't get out of the room. And I headed down the gravel road to get to the cattle. Well, the only way to get to the cattle was behind the cattle. So I head down this gravel road, and here I am pregnant, and I'm running along trying to chase these cattle, and I've got to try and figure out how to get in front of them. So I climb over a fence, and I'm trying to get in front of them. Well, that didn't do. They're going faster than I am. And here comes the husband in the big old grain truck, and he gets out, and he starts yelling at me, and he says, "You can't chase the cattle home if you're running behind them and chasing them down the road." We didn't have a really loving evening that evening because I thought I'd done the very best I could, and I was trying to get in front of those cattle, move them around, and I didn't have the big truck to do it with like he did. So we've got another caller. Derry, how are you?
We've got another caller.
Hey there, what's going on?
Well, not much. We're
hey,
doing a show.
Doing
where
great.
Are you? Thank you.
I hope your agent's not listening to this. He's going to want another raise for you.
What do you mean another raise? I'm still working on my first one.
I was just going to stand up for my rights here. The fella's about half right on the deer branding deal.
Okay.
But it was in this. It was in.
Hey, Derry, hang on to that story.
We're going into a break, Derry. Hang on.
We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Derry, tell us about that.
And we have returned. Are you still there, Becky?
I'm here. Tell us about
this
branded.
Anyway, back to the deer story. I think the statute of limitations has run out on this now, I don't think they can arrest me for harassing livestock or harassing wildlife. But we'd been someplace, and it was late at night when we got home, and we had some horses in the barn. And I went to bed because back in those days I was getting up like at 4 o'clock in the morning, and the kids went out to water the horses. They had to turn them out one at a time so they could drink. And they came running back to the house and said, "Dad, there's a deer in the corral," and they'd shut the gate on it. So, here it is in the middle of the night. You don't think that clear. Anyhow, what are we going to do with it? Well, they ran it in the barn, got it in the chute, and decided to brand it. And after it was all over with, we thought, after the deer had been branded and turned out, we thought, oh, there was a lot of things we should have done. One of my kids was in the goat business, and he had little collars with goat bells on them. We could have put a bell on it. We could have done all sorts of things. But that's just part of living in the country. And if you get out in the western country, practically every rancher will tell you a story about roping a deer or a bear or something of that nature. But anyway.
Just get bored and have to do something.
That's just part of living out in the bush.
Well, it is fun. I was a city girl, and I moved to the country, and I absolutely loved it. We missed the farm. We wished we were still back there, but you couldn't make a living there. So we just, you know, had to do something to feed those boys. Derry, we were kind of curious. How did you call in? Did you remember the number? Derry,
yes, I remembered the number. I'm using Jim's cell phone. Maybe it was already on the cell phone.
Oh, I see. It was programmed. Okay, so.
Anyhow, I can tell another real quick story.
All righty.
We still have these great big barns that were built back way back when people put up loose hay.
Mm-hmm.
But we had this barn full of baled hay, little square bales.
Yes.
And the kids had gone up in there and moved those bales around and built like an elephant trap. In other words, they had gone back and made like a cave back under this hay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I went out one night late to feed and got up on top of there to throw some hay down and fell through that darn thing. And anyway, you know, it was kind of like the guy that the kids turned the toilet over. They didn't remember doing anything like that. But anyhow, we're hauling bulls today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Monday.
Is.
We'll see you, Derry. Thank you.
Okay, you're doing great, Ben.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, if I'm doing great, maybe I will get that raise. I don't know. What do you think? All right, I want to share something else with you. I don't know how much time we got left here, but I have a little revolutionary history because if you count on your fingers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, going back 5 generations, I have a great-great-great-great-great-great uncle, which was the Brigadier Thomas Sumter, and I have a book that's about his life, and I guess we're getting ready to go into a break, so we'll hold that till we come back, but come on back and call in with those stories, 1-800-973-3779, the Derry Brownfield Show.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Jibby, I want you to talk a little bit about the Paragon Foundation proudly presenting Let Freedom Ring.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's going to be on April the 21st, and are we going to have a good time? We've got Jerome Corsi, and we've got Ms. Kidd coming out of Texas with Eagle Form. Jim Owens, a guy that wrote Cowboy Ethics, will be here. And, of course, you will be there. Of course, that's what draws the crowd. And we're even going to have a little reception because you're coming down and you're bringing your family and everything. I think we're going to have a little reception here at the Paragon office. And I'm working diligently to get this windmill up so that we've got water. And it'll be a good time. Anybody has an interest, and we've already had a lot of your listeners have already called and bought tickets, I would encourage them to give this foundation a call. And we have those tickets available now.
The number to call is toll-free, 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Online at paragonfoundation.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back to the Derry Brownfield Show. Joe from Missouri, what you got for us, girlfriend?
Hi there. You're doing a great job, Beth, and I want to tell you something. I got a quote for you, but first I want to tell you, my grandmother had six boys, and she passed at 97, so hang in there. Listen, the guy was from Oklahoma. He was a philosopher, and he was great. He's had Zeus name. I can't think of his name, but here's the quote. Never slap a man that's chewing tobacco.
Oh, my, no.
But hang in there. You're doing great. Let's have a repeat.
Thank you, Joe. Wendell from Illinois, you got a story for us?
Yeah, you need a raise.
Thank you.
I called last week for information about animal ID, and boy, I got it right off the bat and even hand lettered, and I just really appreciate it, and you deserve everything you get.
Well, I don't know if I deserve everything I get, but thank you, Wendell.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Matt from Missouri, what you got for us?
Well, I was growing up on a farm. My dad always had honeybees, and he didn't have the tame honeybees. He had wild honeybees. I mean, these things would chase you a quarter mile away from the hive.
Mm.
And I was always getting stung. I was about 3 years old and four. And one day I got tired of getting stung, so I ran down to the beehives and I stuck my tongue out at them.
Ooh.
And, of course, they stung my tongue, and I had to go to the doctor and get a shot to keep the swelling down to keep from getting choked.
I bet.
Well, that made me even madder. So then I went down there. Of course, you know, being a 3- and 4-year-old, you're not thinking. And so I had to go to the bathroom. So I just dropped my pants and I peed on the hive. And boy, did they come after me then.
Back to the hospital, were you?
No, I didn't go to the hospital on that one. But that sure was taught me a lesson.
Well, I think those bees, yeah. Where are those bees? Thank you, Matt. I'm going to share this little thing on my uncle here. It says, now, if you watch The Patriot, the movie The Patriot, you'll recognize maybe some of the things here. And it's not exactly, but it's close to the story of Brigadier General Thomas Sumter. According to tradition, Sumter left his house in the high hills just before Tarleton swept through in the horse-killing ride after Buford. Young Tom Sumter, that would be the boy, then a boy of 12, happened to be out on his horse when an excited neighbor warned him that the British were coming and he had better tell his father and save himself. A few hours later, Captain Charles Campbell of Tarleton Legion arrived at Sumter's house and tried in vain to make Mrs. Sumter tell him where her husband was. The British then picked her up in her chair and carrying her out, placed her under a tree. A young girl, Nancy Davis, was taking care of Mrs. Sumter. She'd been in an accident, and that's why she was in the chair, and they carried her. And so she locked the house up, and she threw the keys away. And it's said that Sumter may have been able to see all this from his hiding place, and the echoes of tradition are nowhere more confused than here. But at any rate, this disaster to his property is said to have roused the spirit of the lion. You know, it's so many times it doesn't mean a whole lot to us until it hits home, and that happened in the general Brigadier General Sumter's life, just like, not exactly like the movie, but when it actually became home and they decided to do something to him, then he took action and he became their enemy, roused the lion. I've been reading a book in the evenings. It's So You Want to Be Like Christ, and it's by Chuck Swindoll, and I just kind of wanted to share with you. A lot of times we go through things in our lives and we think maybe we're victims of circumstances, but this little poem here just kind of tells us that we're really not. And it's a ship drives east and another drives west with the self same winds that blow. 'Tis the set of the sails and not the gales which tell us the way to go. Like the winds of the sea are the ways of fate as we voyage along through life. 'Tis the set of a soul that decides its goal, and not the calm or the strife. It doesn't matter where that ship is leading. We're in control of those sails. And no matter what life gives you, go with it and make the best of it. I'm glad to have been here. It's been a nervous time, but it's been fun. And, you know, Derry's right. It is a pretty fast hour. I was afraid it was going to last all day long. But I'm glad you called in. We could have used a few more calls, but it was a lot of fun, and I really appreciate it.
Beth, sing with us.
Okay. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
clouds that we're together. Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Bye-bye.
You got